Shabbos Perek Yutes, Mishnah Hay 19:5. This is a great Mishnah, and one you can share with your family at the Shabbos table, etc. It's like a little puzzle. The Mishnah says, Katan nimo l'shmona l'tisha v'la'asara u'la'acharasar v'l'shneimasar l'opachos v'l'yoser. The proper time, halachli proper time, to give the bris milah to a child could be on the 8th day, or the 9th day, or the 10th day, or the 11th day, or the 12th day from when it's born. Lo pachot, never before the 8th day. Lo yosera, and never later than the 12th day. Meaning that if the child is healthy and everything else is, all systems go, there would be no reason to delay it past the 12th day. In fact, the l'chachila time would always be no later than the 12th day. So how could that work? Ketzad. Ha ketzad, what is the story? First of all, kadarko. If the child is born on a regular Tuesday, so then you count 8 days from there, and then the following Tuesday, the 8th day, is the time to give it to bris milah. Straightforward. Lishmona, that's the 8th day. Nola the Bein Hashmashos. Now, if the child is born during Bein Hashmashos, so that means Bein Hashmashos is the time immediately before Tzeisuk HaChevim, when the new day begins, when the three stars, medium-sized stars, come out, and there's a bit of a discussion how far back it extends. L'halach, we already start Bein Hashmashos from when the sun goes below the horizon, sunset. So that point of part of time is, it's not clear which day it belongs to. So if you're talking about Sunday afternoon, or Sunday evening, I should say, after sunset and before Tzeisuk HaChavim, so we're not, if the child is born then, we're not sure if the child is a Yom Rishon, a Sunday child, or Yom Sheni, a Monday child. That being the case, there's no certainty exactly when the proper time to give the child its bris milah on the 8th day is, because maybe the child was born on Sunday, in which case the 8th day is the following Sunday. Maybe the child is considered to be a Monday baby, in which case the proper day to give the bris milah is a Monday. Since if the child were born on a Monday, so then giving the child the bris milah on the following Sunday would make it only a 7-day old, and that would be unacceptable. You'd not be yotzi even b'dieved on your bris milah. We're forced to do the bris milah on the Monday. So even though the child was born on a Sunday afternoon and very possibly is a Sunday child, we won't give it a bris on its 8th day. The following Sunday, we do it on the 9th day because of the question, the Bein Hashmashos issue, when it's certainly chayv and bris milah, even though it might be a 9-day-old baby, better to give a 9-day-old baby a bris milah than a 7-day-old baby bris milah. So that's what the Mishnah is inside. Nola the Bein Hashmashos, if the child is born during Bein Hashmashos, in that window where it's the question, Nimo Latisha, you give it on the 9th day, so it's certainly at least 8 days old. Bein Hashmashos shall Erev Shabbos. Now, what if the child were born on Friday evening after sundown and before it says? So now maybe it's a Friday baby and maybe it's a Shabbos baby. Now, the problem is, come the next week, you can't give it the bris milah on Friday when it's probably, very possibly, its 8th day, because maybe it's born on Shabbos, and that would be only a 7-day-old baby. But you can't give the baby its bris milah on Shabbos either, which is either its 8th or 9th day, because maybe the child was born on Friday, and then Shabbos is the 9th day, and we just learned in the previous Mishnah, you're not allowed to give a child bris milah not on, on Shabbos if it's not the 8th day, and it might be its 9th day. So you'll push it off Friday and pushed off Shabbos and give the child its bris milah on Sunday, the 10th day since it was born, assuming that the child actually was born on Friday. We don't know. But that's how it could be the proper time. The ideal first time, earliest time would be on the 10th day. That's what it says inside. Bein Hashmashos shel Erev Shabbos. If the child were born Friday evening during Bein Hashmashos, Nimo La'asaretz can get its bris milah on the subsequent Yom Rish, on the Sunday, 10 days later from the Friday. Now, what if it's born Yom Tov La'achar Shabbos? I'm sorry, what if it's born in a scenario where it's born on Bein Hashmashos on Friday afternoon? So we're saying do it the following Sunday on the 10th day. The problem is, what happens if that 10th day, that Sunday, is Shavuos? It's a Yom Tov. So Bris Milah isn't Doche Yom Tov either. So if it's a Shavuos or Pesach, whatever the story is, so then you're going to push off again one more day, and not do it on the 10th day, but on the 11th day, on the Monday, on the Yom Sheni. That's what it says inside. Yom Tov L'Achar Shabbos. If the day following the Shabbos that you would have given the bris milah for the child that was born on 9 days ago on Banish Mashal's Erev Shabbos. You'll push it off not on Shabbos, not on Sunday because of the Yom Tov, but rather Nimo La'achad Asar on the 11th day, the Monday, because you're past Yom Tov and it's for sure safe over then. What about if it's a scenario where you have Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah? In the time of the Mishnah already, they always had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and because of the sort of intrinsic uncertainty, as we discussed elsewhere, and we'll discuss again in Maseches Rosh Hashanah at length, intrinsic uncertainty of not knowing when Rosh Hashanah is, because it depends on when the witnesses come to testify and who knows what's going to happen. So therefore, they made it always 2 days of Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah as like a halachic requirement, Midrabanan. So again, if you have a two-day Yom Tov and both Sunday and Monday are Yom Tov because they're Rosh Hashanah, you won't have your Bris Milah until Tuesday, 12 days from the previous Friday when the child was born during Bein Hashmashas. That's what it says here, Nimo L'Shnei Masar, because the child is born the child has gotten its Bris Milah on the 12th day from when it was born on relative to the Friday on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now on that point, so Bizman HaZeh, nowadays Rosh Hashanah can never fall on a Sunday. There's a rule, Lo Adu Rosh, which means that Rosh Hashanah can never fall on an Aleph is the Yom Rishon, Dalet is Yom Revi, Vav for Adu is Yom Shishi. The calendar has been set up no longer to rely upon the testimony of witnesses. Since you have 358 of the Common Era, we don't accept witnesses. The Bezdin Sanhedrin is not taking that and doing that that way. So they were Makadish. They set up the calendar from then already, from the 4th century. When they set it up, it was fixed that to make sure that certain things wouldn't happen, especially they didn't want to have Yom Kippur and Shabbos fall back to back. Yom Kippur can never fall on a Sunday or a Friday. That's to prevent the body from not being able to be buried for 2 days. And with that consideration, you know, of course, if Rosh Hashanah is going to be on the 1st of the month and Yom Kippur is the 10th of the month, things work out in certain ways. So one of the ways it'll work out then is Lo Adu Rosh, you can never have on the first day of the week on a Sunday, Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, in the time of the Mishnah, I could have. Now, there's a question, what about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios? Nowadays, the Mishnah didn't consider this, but nowadays, outside of Eretz Yisrael, they keep a second day of Yom Tov, as I'm sure you know, on all the Yom Tovim. That's out of Suffolk, because not that it's always that way, but because they were too far away to get the message of when the new month was declared. So we keep 2 days out of Suffolk. So there, the Rambam Paskins, fascinatingly enough, that already the second day of Yom Tov is just a Suffolk, Midrabanan, and we actually would do Bris Milah on the second day of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, on the second day of Yom Tov, because it's just a Suffolk Midrabanan, which is fascinating. Interestingly, the many others, including the Rosh, say no. We treat Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios the second day like any other Yom Tov. We push off the Bris to the day after that. So have a bit of machlokas there. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rosh, meaning that we do not do Bris Milah on the second day of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz. However, note the Shach actually goes back and Paskins like the Rambam that we do. So it's a bit of machlokas there on what to be done if the child is born in a scenario where it comes out that his bris would come out on the second day of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. And the Mishnah wraps up with the question that you might have from personal experience, which is what happens if the child is sick? So then we know that we are doche, we push off doing the bris milah till the child gets better. That's what the Mishnah says. Katan hachole, if the newborn is unwell, and therefore, if that's the case, ein molen oso, we do not give them the bris milah. We don't exacerbate any problem the child has, God forbid. And therefore we wait, ad sheyavri, until the child gets better. Once the child is healed, and only then we do the bris milah. That assumes, well, it depends now. So if the child has some sort of systemic issue where it's what's called his whole body is sick, called gufo, so then we actually wait 7 full days, ace to ace, meaning 7 24-hour periods from the time that the child is decided by the doctors that he's better, and with consultation with the rabbis, of course, to decide how to paskin this. If it's some localized issue in a particular limb, so then it can be just until that limb heals. So halakha l'maisa, gotta consult with your local Orthodox rabbi if you have a child who has to push off the breast milk because of some complication or unwellness after the child is born.